Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Sisi Lin. I'm a graduate student from Alberta University. I'm going to talk about the nitrous oxide emission reduction in crop fields as a function of timing of liquid manure injection, use of nitrification inhibitors, and weather conditions. This is a slide of our authors. So where does nitrous oxide come from? Nitrous oxide can be produced by autotrophic nitrification, an aerobic process, and the denitrification, which is an anaerobic process. So how does the liquid manure affect N2O emissions? In order to increase the plant productivity, farmers would like to apply manures or fertilizers into the soil. Of course, adding the liquid manure increases the amount of ammonium and nitrate in the soil. At the same time, it somehow increase the soil water content. As the amount of nitrate and the soil water content increase, the denitrification process becomes more active, and as a result, leading to more N2O emissions into the atmosphere. In order to keep a high productivity and reduce the N2O emissions, nitrification inhibitors are introduced to apply with the manure or fertilizer injections. As a result, the inhibitors somehow can slow down the nitrification microbe activities. Therefore, the most available nitrogen is kept in the form of ammonia instead of nitrate. As the amount of nitrate decreases, the amount of nitrous oxide decreases as well. The objectives are to understand the effects of manure injection and its timing on N2O emissions, to quantify the amount of nitrous oxide emissions reduced by the nitrification inhibitors, and to identify the potential environmental drivers leading to high N2O emissions. Two sets were set up for the split plot design experiment. They are located in Lacombe and Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, respectively. 4 reps for the Lacombe and 3 reps for the Edmonton. Barley for silage was planted in this May. The two sets received different manures, one for the Lacombe, dairy for the Edmonton, but they received at the same manure application rate of 74.1 cubic meters per hectare. 2 types of inhibitors were used in this project. They are natural pairing and DMPP. There were 8 treatments in total. 2 of them are controls, including control disturbance, which with the manure injection compaction only, and control 0 without any compaction. The other 6 treatments are the manure treatments, including fall and spring manure treatments. For the spring manure treatments, there are spring manure with inhibitor DMPP, spring manure with natural pairing, and spring manure without any inhibitors. The same for the fall manure treatments. The gas sampling happened at both sets. The frequency was twice a week after manure applications, major rainfalls, and the snow melting, otherwise once a week. The samples were taken at 16, 32, and 48 minutes. The ambient gas samples were taken at time zero. So in this part, I'm going to show the nitrous oxide emissions for both sites, and I will do the comparison between the fall and spring treatments and between the two sites. This figure shows the cumulative emission for the fall treatments in Lacombe, and it's hard to see the difference. Let's change the scale and look at the details. Compared to the control treatment, the green one, the fall manure treatment without with the manure only showed the highest cumulative N2O emissions. This confirms our hypothesis. Adding the liquid manure indeed increased the N2O emissions. Comparing to the FW treatment, the inhibitor treatments reduced by average 26% of cumulative N2O emissions. This indicates that the inhibitors seem to work under a cold weather condition. Well, this is what we observed for the manure treatments in last fall. So what about what happened for the fall manure treatments in the next spring? The red figure could answer this question. The spring observation for the fall manure treatments kept the same pattern, and the fall manure only treatment got the highest N2O emissions as well, followed by the nitrate pairing, DMPP, and control treatments. Another thing I want to mention here is that the DMPP treatment reduced by about 4 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare, which was twice of the nitrate pairing treatment. These are the results for the fall treatment. So what about the result for the spring manure treatment? The spring manure treatments showed the same order of cumulative N2O emissions. The most interesting thing is that the fall manure treatments had a higher N2O emissions than the spring manure treatments. This is because the fall manure treatments experienced the early snow melting and the spring soil thawing. The nitrogen input for the fall manure happened on early October, and from this point to the end of October, there was just little amount of nitrogen losses. And from November to the next March, there was little or non N2O emissions because the temperature was below zero. Therefore, the most available nitrogen from the manure was still in the soil until next March. And in the early spring, the large amount of available nitrogen, the increasing temperature and increasing soil water content caused by the snow melting provided ideal conditions for the denitrification, resulting a flush of nitrous oxide. Well, we got two sets. What about the result for the Edmonton site? The fall DMPP showed a little bit emission reduction, but the nitrate pairing didn't show any obvious emission reduction in Edmonton. And the spring or summer observations for the fall treatments showed a normal pattern, but the spring manure treatments didn't show what we expected. This is because this spring was pretty dry, so there was not enough water in the soil for the denitrification. When comparing the N2O emissions between the two sets, the Lacombe seem to have a higher N2O emissions for both the fall treatments and the spring treatments. The soils for the two sites are pretty similar, and the differences between the two sites are the first manure, like we applied different manures. And second, the location, like different location could lead to different temperature and precipitations. And that's two hypotheses for the manure first. So if the difference if the different emissions were caused by the manure, the amount of total nitrogen and ammonia of the manure in Lacombe should be higher than that in Edmonton. But when we check the manure data, we found that the total amount of total nitrogen and ammonia for the full manure in the Edmonton was lower than that in Lacombe was lower than that in Edmonton, which rejected our hypothesis. So right now we can infer that the difference was caused by the temperature or the precipitation. But the question is, which one is the major factor? So based on the calculation, the Lacombe had the higher cumulative precipitation and the Edmonton had the higher average temperature. And we also know that in the previous slide, the Lacombe got a higher NOx emissions. So right now we can see that the precipitation seem to be the major factor leading to a higher NOx emissions. For further explanation, I would like to show this graph, which links the spring treatments with the precipitation in Lacombe. The spring manure injection happened on May 26, but the spring manure treatments didn't immediately show significant NOx emissions until June 2nd. And after this point, we found that there were several continuous and high precipitations. And after the same point, we got several significant NOx emissions in Lacombe. The summary, compared to the manure-only treatment, the nitrification inhibitors in the fall and spring manure treatments in Lacombe reduced the nitrous oxide emissions by 60% and 55% respectively. And the nitrification inhibitors in the fall manure treatments in Edmonton appeared to reduce the emissions by 31%. The abnormal response in the fall, in the spring treatments could be due to the drier weather condition. As an inhibitor, DMPP seemed to be more effective than metoprolol. The fall treatments showed higher NOx emissions at the beginning of the subsequent spring following snow melting and soil thawing. At the last, I would like to thanks for any support from the agencies listed right here, and I would like to thanks for the people involved in my project. And thanks for your attention.
We have time for one quick question.
Did you estimate the ammonia emissions for your application?
No.
It would be useful to differentiate the responses because springtime you may have higher or lower ammonia levels.
Yeah. We didn't measure that, but the people who involved in our project, they measured.
Okay.